Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you look very pretty this morning. Thank you for playing along. Appreciate that. Gave me a laugh. The clean team, leadership and helpers after service, if y'all would meet me up here, please. Need to talk to y'all for a minute. That's the clean team, people in leadership and people that are help in any area, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, man, turn over to Proverbs 10:5, please. You can pull it up in the living, please, ma'am. I'll read it to y'all out of the King James first, and then we can look at the living. Proverbs 10:5, it says, he that gathereth, it's not a word, but you're welcome, you can use that. He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son. Say wise, son.
Wise.
But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. The living, hallelujah, it's going to be a good morning. Amen. A wise youth makes hay while what?
Sun shines.
Amen. Who does that?
Wise you.
Well, amen. Somebody wise does that.
Yes.
But what a shame to see a lad who sleeps away his what?
Hour of opportunity.
Amen. We talked about sowing and reaping last week. We're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So sowing and reaping, right? His hour of opportunity. We have opportunities every single day of our life. Amen. And then somebody might say, well, I can't just sow money every single day. Well, we're just focusing on one single deal then.
Yes.
We didn't talk about just sowing money.
No, sir.
Should have heard a better amen than that. Amen. We didn't talk about just sowing money.
Amen.
Amen. You want friendships, what do?
Sow friendships.
Sow being friendly.
Amen.
Right? Yes. You want people being nice to you, what do you sow?
Nice.
Kindness. It's pretty simple. It's not hard, and I don't know why we make it hard sometimes.
Amen.
Well, I don't know why everybody's treating me like this. Well, what have you been sowing? And if you have truly been sowing kindness, just take authority over it.
Yes.
Amen. It's just Satan trying to get you to move on a feeling, on a situation, and we're not moved by sights, by feelings, right? What are we moved by?
Faith.
Faith moves us, right? Not situations, not circumstances, not feelings. Amen. Because regardless of how I feel, the word says I'm healed, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Regardless if I feel like that or not.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. So, an hour of opportunity. We have opportunities every single day.
Yes, we do.
Every day. Well, an example, you go to a store or a gas station or something like that, and you see somebody walking up behind you, are you one of them that runs through the door real fast so you ain't got to hold it? Or do you stand there and wait for them and hold the door?
Yes.
An opportunity.
Amen.
See, we look at it as being weak, but the Bible calls them opportunities.
Yeah.
So what are we doing in our opportunities? Amen. What are we doing in our opportunities? Amen. Are we taking advantage of our opportunities? Amen. Or are we just letting them go by?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Are we all perfect? No. By no means. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, there's been times where I've wanted to hurt people just like anybody else. I got to walk the word out just like everybody else has to walk the word out. There's not just some kind of special ooh on Ricky so he just doesn't have nothing go on. No. There's people come up to me and mouth me just like they mouth you. I've done a lot better now than I've have in the past. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Don't want to be known as the fighting preacher, you know, a bullhead. Oh, yeah, that's him. He fights all the time. You don't want to be known as that. That ain't too good. Amen. Amen. We'll pray real fast to get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around your word. Hallelujah. Another opportunity to gather around your word. Amen. Another opportunity. to gather around your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, to be able to sow the word into our hearts and to be able to feed our faith. And Father God, not my will this morning, not what Ricky wants to say, but your will this morning, Father God. What you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer. Bringing forth truths from your word this morning. And Holy Ghost, sir, we just ask you to help us, to lead us and guide us. And I thank you that you are the teacher, the helper, the standby, but you're the teacher. We ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us this morning from your word. And I thank you, Father God, we won't just take this opportunity right now and just allow it to just kind of, well, float on by. But we will keep it. We'll snatch it up. We'll hold on to it. We'll meditate on it, and we'll grow from it. And we thank you, Father God, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Opportunity, while I was praying, obviously I said that, but opportunity, it's funny how we think sometimes, right? Sometimes people say things like, well, I don't want to go to church all the time because I don't want my kid to get burnt out on church. It's funny. Why do you send them to school every day? They might get burnt out on it. You better stop.
Amen.
Come on,
man. Amen.
You better stop just to make sure they don't get burnt out on school.
Come on.
Amen.
See, we've adapted this way of the world thinking, and we have allowed it to dictate our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So moving along, since y'all are so excited. No, I'm joking. I'm just messing with y'all. Amen. So y'all, do I need to recap anything last week? Real quick. We'll just recap. All right. Go over to Proverbs 11, please. Proverbs 11, we're there. Verse 24 and 25. The CEV. V as in Victor, not as in Bravo. It's the accent. Gets them. Sometimes you can become rich by being what? Well, I don't believe that. Well, look here. I mean, here's the thing. Ricky didn't write the Bible, so you're in luck. Amen. Sometimes you can become rich by being what?
Generous.
And I really like that it says sometimes.
Amen.
Because we'll talk about it here in a minute in Mark 4 about 30, 60, and 100 fold.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes you can become rich by being generous or poor by being what?
Greedy.
Amen. Next. Generosity will be rewarded. Give a cup of water and you will receive a cup of water in return. Amen.
Yeah.
And then Genesis 1:12, let's turn over there and look at it real fast. We'll read out of the King James. Say amen when you get there. Whatever, you're not that fast. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding what? After what? After what? And the earth brought forth grass. And herb yielding seed after his kind. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was what?
Within itself.
In itself. After what? So that's letting us know a peach tree will not produce apples if you plant a peach seed.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Corn seeds will not produce strawberries if you plant a corn seed.
Amen.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Yeah. It really is. Amen. Seed in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was what?
Good.
Amen. So if you help somebody pay off a house, you'll in return be helped to pay off your house. It's simple math. I'm telling you. Sow a seed. Each seed is in itself. You sow kindness, what are you going to reap in return? Amen. You show love, what are you going to reap in return? Amen. You show hospitality, what will you reap in return? It's pretty simple.
Yes, sir.
It really is. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You want friends, you sow being friendly.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Whatever area you want to reap in.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever area. you want to reap in. Amen. I'd write that down. Whatever area I want to reap in, have I been sowing in that area?
Amen.
Have I been sowing in that area?
Amen.
All right. Turn over to Mark 4. We'll go there. Mark 4, verse 14. The sower does what?
Sows the word.
It's a qualifier. Amen. Amen. That's kind of a qualifier, just like 2 Corinthians 9:10 talks about God gives seed to the who?
Sower.
Does he give seed to a stingy person?
No.
Amen. God gives seed to the sower.
Yes,
a qualifier. A sower. Amen.
Amen.
It's a qualifier. A
yes,
sower. Right? The sower soweth the what?
The word.
The word. Amen. Next, please. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately, say immediately,
immediately,
received it how?
With gladness.
And have what?
No root in themselves.
And so endured but for a time. Amen. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are what?
Offended.
Pastor Chelsea taught a message Wednesday on being offended. You should go back and listen to that. It was excellent.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Next, please. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Yeah.
And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word. Amen. So I'd pay attention to this and highlight it, because this is about to let you know how you receive, what your yield's about to look like, what your fold's about to look like. Amen. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear what?
The word.
And do what?
Receive it.
See, so good ground is ground that hears the word and receives it. Amen. And bringeth forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some what?
100.
Amen. Fold doesn't mean times. I know this is contrary to what we might think sometimes, because I thought it was. Amen. Fold means the highest potential of production of that seed in best conditions.
Yes.
Amen. So fold means the highest potential of production of that seed in best conditions. The seed doesn't determine the yield. Amen. The seed determines the harvest.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes.
Amen. So the fold means the highest potential of production of the seed in best conditions. Amen. So I could sow some good conditions. I know they're like we have a little garden at the house, right? So if we'd have just planted in the dirt and rocks, and then we made another flower bed and actually put soil and everything in it, which one's the best conditions? That soil is. So what kind of soul are we if we hear the word and receive it and accept it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're good soul at that point.
Yes,
amen. And I'll say it. Amen. The dirt really doesn't determine your fold either. Amen. I could be excellent dirt, but if a person sows into my life and that person's faith isn't very high, they might not. It just gives us an example, 30, 60, and 100 fold. But so they're still 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. That's why some people can sow $1,000 and get $15,000 in return. Some people can sow $100 and get $100 in return. See, it determines the person that's sowing as well. Because if I can't believe, if my faith isn't very high, then my yield's not going to be very high. Because I don't believe that it'd be able to produce it anyways. Even if I sowed in somebody that I know has excellent ground. But if I really don't believe that I'm able to receive that from that, I'm not going to receive that. So it doesn't just, a lot of times we'll sow seed and just, well, I thought there was good ground, I guess not. Well, it's not always that. What are you believing? A lot of times we just kind of want to always put it off on the other person.
Yeah. Amen.
But what are we doing? Because if we're hearing the word and not believing it, that can't be so. Well, how big is my yield going to be then? Am I going to be at the 30 or am I going to be at the 5?
Yes. Amen.
I heard a minister, we sowed, S-O-W-E-D-D-D-D-D-D-D, sowed, we sowed a boat, planted. We'll say that word just for the sake of not having to say that word and then have to explain it for 10 minutes. We planted a boat into somebody's life, and we bought that boat and two jet skis for $500-$700. $700. And then a guy called us a couple months later and said, hey, we got this 24-foot pontoon boat. God wants us, told us to give it to you. I'll bring it on down. And that boat was worth $16,000 to $20,000. So whatever I'm able to believe God for, see, it was a little seed. I say little, but it wasn't little. Amen. Never despise your seed. Never despise your seed. Amen. I'm just saying, it wasn't a $16,000 boat that we sold. It was we bought that in two jet skis for $500. It was a great boat, don't get me wrong. It was a jet boat, had a 454 in it, I believe. But the boat that we got, the harvest that we received from it, was a lot bigger than the seed that we planted. Amen. So what are we able to believe God for? It's not always determining on the person that you're planting into or whatever it is. It's also you. Because what are you believing? If we're planting out of, well, they said to, I better do it. That's not good. You need to get it fixed on the inside of you. You can't ever allow somebody to say, well, you need to start planting seed. No, that's between you and God, not me and you, and not you and somebody else.
Yes,
we should never do something based off of feelings.
Amen.
Never. We shouldn't. We should always be led whenever we're sowing. Always be led. Not allow our circumstances or our feelings to have any part in it. Because our feelings will run us astray a lot of times. Because now we're moving off of compassion a lot of times, off of sympathy. Amen. Now, I'm not saying always just be stingy, right? Amen. Well, I need to pray about that. Like I said last week, there's some things I know I don't need to pray about. If I see somebody that's needing something, or if I just want to be a blessing, I can if I want to be. Amen. And so we are, actually. Amen. Because if we're blessed to be a blessing, well, where's the blessing part at? Amen. That's on us. We still got to be the blessing part. Yes, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the person obviously determines the yield as well, right?
Yes.
The seed will always produce after its kind, but it's the soil and the sower that determines the yield.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because it talks about, you know, the 30, 60, and 100. But like I said a while ago, there's still, you know, 5%. There's still 1%. There's still a lot of numbers in between 3, 6, and 100. There's still a lot of numbers in between that. And so what number are we sitting at? Where is the number that we're at? Yes. Amen. Well, a lot of it's going to determine how much of the word am I getting on the inside of me as well. Because do I actually believe that God is able to do abundantly above? See, he talks about Luke 6:38, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But do we, the individual, actually believe that he's capable of doing that? Or do we just believe he's probably just to put a little, able to put a little bit in the bucket? See, it's not, and we're not talking about it get anybody. Amen. Should have heard amen on that. Because look, we haven't always been at this level, and we won't stay at this level. We'll continue to grow with the word. Amen. But we did start off, amen, on the lower side, and so we just continually had to get into the word to see what the word says about all this. Amen. Just like all of us have to do. It's like working at a job. Never mind. We're going. Because it's 10:50. Oh, we got a lot of time. It's not Wednesday night. Yeah, we'll be all right. Amen. The seed will always produce after its kind, but it's the soil and the sower that will determine the yield. Amen. So if you're wanting healing, you need to get into the word. Concerning what?
Healing.
It's pretty simple. Whatever the harvest you're wanting, you need to start sowing in that. Amen. And the sower sows the word. So see, the word on the inside of me, if I need healing, what am I going to do? I'm going to sow the word concerning healing in my life. Because that's what I'm needing. That's what I'm going after. Amen. If it's houses, you know, there's a lot of scriptures in the word talking about houses. Did y'all know that? Because me and Chelsea actually have 2 pages at our house on healing scriptures. 2 pages. House scriptures, sorry. On house scriptures. You'd be surprised what's in the word. You really would be. Once you start getting into it and studying it and learning it, you're like, son, I didn't realize all that was in here. Amen.
Amen.
God knew exactly what he was doing when he was writing the Bible for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And you, right? Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Smile at your neighbor and say, it's going to be all right. We're having fun. We're getting through it. Amen. The less you have, the more tempted you, the less we have, the more tempted we are to eat our seed.
Amen.
Buying new clothes or new toys instead of planting in the ground. Amen. Yeah. The biggest temptation of receiving a harvest is spending it on me. Yeah. Amen. I'm not going to look up while I read these. The biggest temptation of receiving a harvest is spending it on me. I've been guilty of that more than I would like to admit. Bumping up your standard of living instead of sowing it back into the ground so that the harvest will continue to grow. Whenever you do that, you delay your prosperity. Amen. Bumping up your standard of living instead of sowing it back into the ground so that the harvest will continue to grow. Whenever we do that, we will delay our prosperity. If we bump up our standard of living, then it will delay our prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. Well, look, you know, I'm sowing to be... Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all believing with me, right?
Yes.
We're going to get through this.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You and me both. Turn over to Matthew real fast, please. Matthew 6. Matthew 6:33. King James is fine. They got it up on the overhead. But seek ye first what? And his righteousness, and what?
All these things shall be added unto you.
See, we want to bump up our standard of living and all this kind of stuff. Amen. And then we say something like that, like what I just said, and then people are like, well, see, he just, what was he talking about? I shouldn't get nothing? No, I didn't say none of that at all. But if you continually sow, what are you going to continually reap? Amen. Okay, so I'm going to talk to y'all over here. So if you continually sow, what will you continually reap?
Whatever you're sowing.
A harvest, mm-hmm. Right? And then if we start thinking about, well, I need stuff for me and I need stuff for the kids, you think God's sitting up there going, y'all be all right. You only need one pair of shoes or one shoe, one sock, one pair of pants.
No.
Because this scripture right here says, but seek ye first what?
The kingdom of
God. And all his what?
Righteousness.
And what'll be added to you?
See,
it's interesting once you start just going after the kingdom of God that all of this other stuff just automatically starts showing up without you having to put forth any effort. But anybody else is going to have to work for it for the rest of their life. But us that believe God and believe the word of God, this is going to be the easiest thing we've ever did. Because all we have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all. All should explain it. All. All is a very, very good word to use. All. All means all. These things will be what? Taken away from you? See, because if, well, like, I know y'all heard about some people that's won the Powerball or whatever that's called, Powerball? Lottery, that's the word I was looking for. Lottery, and then after they won it, a few months later, a lot of times, they're either divorced, if it's a couple, or they've already been through all their money.
Yeah.
Right? Because number one, they don't understand it.
Yes.
They don't know how to operate with it.
Yes.
Amen. So, I mean, we still need to learn how to operate with money.
Yes, sir.
We do.
Yes.
Because if we get it and it's burning a hole in our pocket, and so if we get money and put it, it's like, son, we got to go buy something right now. I just got some money in my pocket. We ain't doing too good. Amen. We shouldn't act like little kids.
Amen.
All right, we'll talk over here on this side for a minute. Amen. We shouldn't act like little kids concerning money.
Amen.
We shouldn't act like little kids with money and always having a situation come up. Well, now I need some money. Well, if we'd have been wise and started sowing. And it's us individually.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, moving along. Another reason people don't reap is they get tired of waiting for their harvest and they give up. Amen. Turn over to Galatians 6, please. Pull it up in the Amplified, please, ma'am, if you don't mind. Amplified Classic. Brethren, 6:9, please. And let us not lose heart. Say lose heart.
Lose heart.
And grow what?
Weary.
And what?
Faint.
And acting nobly and doing right. For in what? And at the what?
Appointed season.
We shall reap if we do not what? And are. Amen. So we will, and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. Amen. Some people don't reap because they get discouraged because it's taken too long. Amen. But where's the scripture at? It talks about the seed growing up. It's first the ear, then the kernel, and then the full corn in the ear. Where's that at? Look that up, please, so I can tell them. I forgot to write it down. I apologize. Amen. So that's just letting us know that it's going to take a minute, right? I should have took y'all over to, It's hot. They will reap if they faint not. Amen. Galatians 6:9. What if a farmer, after he sowed, got out on his tractor and started yelling at the crop that it needs to come in now? It'd be a little crazy, wouldn't it? Why? It takes time. And if you ever read Mark 4:28, we're close to it. So you can write that down and go back and study it. Amen. Read it. Because it talks about after you sow, you know it's going to take time. It's got to start growing. It doesn't just go like this overnight. Hey, we got corn. It takes time for the corn to start getting the root. We got to water it, and then it's got to have the time to grow and then start producing. Right? Amen. The same thing spiritually. Whenever we sow, we got to give it time to work. Amen. Whenever we sow, we got to give it time to work. We got to give it time to grow. Amen. And that's the importance behind always sowing. Because, see, if we plant and we're waiting for a harvest and got a harvest, then that's awesome. We got a harvest. But what about in between that time of when we planted that one? So if we had planted, just harvest, right? Amen. A continual harvest every single day. Go over to Jeremiah 5:24, please. You can pull it up in King James. Actually, I think that's 5:24. I almost fell down, excuse me. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, and give that giveth what?
Rain.
Both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the what? The appointed weeks of the harvest. And it's God that sends the former and the latter rain in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Sounded just like Galatians 6:9. The appointed time, right? Yes. Amen. Look at Genesis 8:22 real fast. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall what?
Not cease.
Letting us know that it's continual sowing time.
Yes.
It's continual harvest time. Amen. Then therefore. Right? Amen.
Amen.
Mark 4:26, please. Mark 4:26, we're going to read through 28. It says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed in the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, amen, night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not what?
How?
For the earth bringeth forth of herself first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. There it is, I had it on the other page. For after that, the full corn in the ear. So obviously, there's a process after we sow. We got to give it a chance to grow up. We can't get aggravated about it. We can't start growing faint just because we haven't seen a harvest yet. We can't, well, see, that ain't producing nothing. It is. But give it time. Allow it to grow. Don't just start talking against it all of a sudden. Amen. Amen. You should never speak against your harvest.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Mark 11:24. Turn over there real fast, please. Mark 11:24, it says, say amen when you get there. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Next. And when you stand, 23, sorry. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this what? Mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what?
Them.
Whatsoever he saith. When is that mountain going to move? Maybe, yes. But we've somehow managed to put in there that that mountain has to move right now. Does it say, speak to your mountain, it'll be moved right now?
No.
It says, speak to your mountain, and it will, what?
Be
removed. It does, sometimes we add things in there subconsciously and don't realize it.
Yes, amen.
Right? So, I mean, you might speak to your mountain and go out the next day and there it is. What do you do? Well, I guess that don't work. Or do you go, thank you, God, I spoke to that mountain. It's got to move. Hallelujah. And then go about your day. And it might take a few weeks, and then all of a sudden you see, oh, I don't think that mountain is near as big as it used to be. And I'm not talking about a literal mountain. Amen. It could be a time in your life. It could be a bill.
Yep.
It could be a sickness in the family. It could be anything. Anything that's causing a mountain.
That's good.
Anything that's causing a problem, you're able to speak to it.
Yeah.
Speak to the mountain. Speak to the situation, the problem that's presenting itself to you.
Yeah.
And you speak to it. Well, I don't feel like I got my healing. Well, it doesn't matter. You spoke to it, right? And so you're just moving along, and then you feel a pain. Well, I thought I spoke to that mountain. No, I spoke to it, and I am healed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That pain doesn't belong to me, and I just keep moving forward. And then a week goes by, and then you still feel a little bit of pain. I'm not moved by what I feel, Satan. I don't care what you say. I spoke to the mountain. I spoke to that sickness. I spoke to that disease. It has to be moved. And so you just keep going forward, and you keep moving. And then a month goes by, and Satan brings the thought, well, I thought you spoke to it. Look, now it might be getting bigger. And if we stop there and go, you know what? You might be right. I might need to get it checked out. Let me feel it. Let me start touching it and see what my senses say about it.
Amen.
That's a bad place to be trying to figure something out off of my senses. Because I thought the word determined what's going on in our life. It's supposed to help us out, right? So if there's sickness, we're able to speak to it, command it to die. If there's lack, we're able to speak to it.
That's right.
Amen. If there's lack, we're able to speak to it. What is death? Death is an enemy, right? Because it talks about it's the last enemy that will be put under what? It's interesting that it says that death, it will be the last enemy that will be put underfoot. It's not a friend.
Right?
Right? So we're able to talk to death, rebuke death.
Amen.
We go when we're ready.
Amen.
Amen. So you speak to the mountain or whatever it is, and it might be 3 months. And then all of a sudden you wake up and go, huh, well, I don't even remember when that left. Great example. I used to have warts all over my right knee. Just wad of them all over my knee. And so it's when I was younger, and my dad prayed over them. I believe my mom and dad prayed over them. And I just started going along. I didn't look at them every single day. I didn't go, well, I wonder if that's working.
Amen.
I spoke to the lack. Let me check my bank account, see if it looks the same.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I didn't check them. And then one morning I woke up and I just happened to look down and I went, huh, I don't have any warts on my knee. And when I say warts, I mean a plethora. You can ask my parents. They was all over my knee. My knee looked like a big wart. And one morning I woke up and I said, there ain't no warts there. Amen. When did they go? I don't even remember when they was the last time there. Why? Because I spoke to it and I stood behind that. I spoke to it and they have to be removed. They have to leave. And so I didn't check on it every single day. Amen. I didn't feel around to see if they're still there. I just every single day, thank you God, I am healed. Regardless of what I felt or anything like that, right?
Amen.
That's how we all have to operate. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Smile every now and again just to let us know. Amen. It'll be all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. It doesn't say speak to the mountain, it'll be gone by evening.
Amen.
Amen. But somehow we've managed to put that in there. Says, speak to the mountain and it shall be removed.
Amen.
Amen. Speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. That's what's going to happen to it. Whenever we speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. Regardless if it takes a week, regardless if it takes 5 minutes, regardless if it takes 5 years.
Amen.
Well, that's a long time. Well, what else do we have to do? And especially if we really want to see, not the reaction, I guess the fulfillment of it, then we will stay after it, not just give up on it.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what, go back to Galatians 6:9, please. And let us not be what?
Weary.
Weary. Let us not be weary. I don't know if this harvest is ever going to work. Well, what does the Bible say about sowing and reaping? Genesis 8:22. Turn over there again, please. Amen. I'm glad you asked. We'll just go back over it real fast. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, what? Amen. While the earth remaineth, what? Amen. While the earth remaineth, what? While the earth remaineth, what? Amen. So that should let you know that seed time and harvest time are always here. Regardless if you see it, the harvest right now when you want to see it. And a lot of the times, if we actually think about it, you know, everything's just so fast now. You know, it really is. Anything you need, you just to-do.
Yep.
And it's pretty much done. You ain't got to leave your house if you don't want to anymore, really. You don't.
Amen.
You got DoorDash. You got everything. Everything.
Uh-huh.
You really do. Yep. Amen. And so we've allowed that natural thing to come over into the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's kind of hindered us more than helped us. Amen.
Yes.
But we're adjusting. Hallelujah. While the earth remindeth, not that one. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and night and day shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
Go back over to Galatians 6:9, please. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all are fast. And let us not be weary in well doing. Let us not be weary, because what does it say about sowing and reaping? About seed time and harvest. Amen. Just amen. For in due season, you know when due season is? Due season is more than likely after you want it. Due season is more than likely after you want it. Well, I need this right now. Well, seed time and harvest. And if you ever, you know, study the word out, you'll always notice that spiritually, they liken a lot of things to the natural to help us. And seed time and harvest spiritually is just like seed time and harvest naturally. You still got to plant it. You got to give it time to grow. You got to water it. Amen. And so just like that, we got to plant it. We got to water it with the word of God. I hope that grows up. I don't even know why I planted that. That was stupid on my part. Shouldn't even plant the seed. And that's not watering. That's watering the wrong direction. For in due season we shall reap. Say reap. If we what?
Faint not.
Amen. And so a lot of times it's just our flesh that wants everything right now. But the Bible told us to keep under our body.
Yes.
Right? Amen. Keep it under. Don't allow your flesh to tell you what to do all the time.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Seriously. If we could get that down, we'll have a lot of the Bible. We'll be able to do a lot of the word a lot easier. I'm telling you. Just think about it. Just like naturally, like, you know, I need to work out. And so you say, I'm going to wake up in the morning and go work out. Morning comes, alarm clock goes off. I'll do it tomorrow. Why? Because the flesh wants to sleep still.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
And so now I'm just allowing my body to tell me what to do again.
Amen.
But if I say, you know what? No, you're going to get up and you're going to go work out, like I said. And then when things of the word come around, you go, no, but I don't care how you feel, body. I am the healed. See, we're not letting our flesh talk to us again. Say, well, I'm sick. I'm broke. Look at this. This ain't working. I don't care what you're telling me. What you're telling me has got no authority in my life. But what the word of God is telling me has all the authority in my life. That's what I'm listening to, what I'm hearkening to, not what my flesh is telling me. Amen. Do y'all get that?
Yes.
Y'all kind of understand that at all? It's really a lot easier if we would really just start not allowing our flesh to do what our flesh wants to do.
Amen.
Because let's be honest, every single day our flesh could go sit on the couch, eat Cheetos, and just watch TV all day. Well, I don't know if I could. I bet you could. If you allowed your flesh to tell you, yeah, you could. But a lot of people don't allow their flesh to talk to them. And they say, no, you're going to get up and you're going to go work because, number one, we got to work. Number two, the wife choked me out if I ain't working, if I just all of a sudden quit and just start eating Cheetos and not doing nothing else.
Amen.
Right? See, a lot of things, we tell our flesh what to do, but sometimes we just get lazy and go, whatever you want to do.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be that way whenever concerning the word.
Right.
We shouldn't allow our flesh to tell us anything concerning the word, like, well, you're sick, well, you don't feel good. And then we'll be convinced of it all of a sudden. Well, I don't feel good. Why? Because your body said you didn't feel good. Well, Ricky, you're just acting crazy. No, I'm not. I'm really not. Because my body wants to talk to me a lot. It really used to want to talk to me a lot because in the military, we'd run about 5 miles with a rucksack on. And so there was a time to where I could barely get out of bed a lot of times. And so I got my mouth on it because my back had hurt. And then I'd say things like, man, I'm getting old. Man, my back don't work like it used to. I can barely get out of bed. And now I allowed my mouth, my flesh told me, you're hurting. Now I allowed my mouth to create my world.
Yes. Amen.
Based off of how my flesh felt. Not based off the word.
That's right.
The word was nowhere in there what I was speaking.
Amen.
But as soon as I started changing it.
Yes.
Amen. Just like all of us have to walk and understand what the word's doing in our lives, right? We gotta start paying attention to how we're talking to things, what we're allowing our flesh to do.
Yes.
Another good example of this is somebody saying, you know what? I'm gonna start working out. And so they go to the store, they buy themselves a treadmill. They're like, it's on now, son, right? And so that first week, boy, you see them every day on the treadmill. That set next week comes on. That third week. Or another one is the workout CDs. Come on now. Let's be honest. I know some people's probably just got drawers full of workout CDs. When's the last time those have seen light? Right? Look, I'm not talking about anybody working out. I'm just giving out examples of our flesh. We start out strong. I'm going to do all these workouts. I'm going to buy all these workout CDs. I'm going to buy this treadmill. It's on, son. I'm going to be working out every day. And then we get going good. And then all of a sudden, flesh is like, hey, you should sleep in a little bit. You're a little tired. You know what? You right. Ain't even question it, boy. Just real quick. Yeah, okay. And then our body will do the same thing whenever it comes time to start reading the word. Your body will want to start falling asleep. Amen. I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth. He ended up getting mad at his flesh. He said, look, that's it. I'm tired of you trying to fall asleep every time I read. So he went and stood up on the edge of the bathtub. He said, now if you want to fall asleep, go ahead. And started reading. Sometimes we got to be that just bold about it. Amen. Amen. All right, I digressed a little bit, sorry. Amen. Where are we at here? There it is. Yeah. Don't grow weary. Weary? That's one of them Oklahoma words. You're all right. Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. Weary in well-doing, for we will reap if what? We faint not. So we can't allow things that just let us to grow weary or start giving up on it. Amen. If we planted a seed, if we sowed a seed, we'll receive a harvest. That's just all there is to it. Amen. And so don't give up on it. And don't just call it quits. And don't just, I think that's another point. Another reason people don't reap because it took so long that they forgot about their harvest. Well, I don't know if I'm ever going to receive a harvest from that. And then, you know, you're excited about it at first, but then it doesn't come up as fast as you want it to. But yet, did the flowers or the corn or anything come up as fast as you wanted it to? You got to give it time to grow. You got to give it time to grow. Amen.
Amen.
I think we'll stop. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we will. Because then we'll go on to these next points, maybe. Amen. Did y'all get anything?
Amen.
Are y'all still happy?
Yes.
That's always good when we're still happy. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And thank you, Father God, for the word this morning, that we won't allow it to be stolen from us, but we'll continue to meditate on it and to grow from it. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Give me and Pastor Chelsea a second. We'll meet y'all at the door. Boy.